5:40 to go here in the second quarter. James Madison with a 7-3 lead at Arkansas State. James Madison left to right, two receivers near side. They're going to give the football to Percy. There's a big hole. Breaks a tackle, spins near a first down out near the 21-yard line. He'll be about 2 yards shy as he went over the left tackle. And it's a tackle for Arkansas State. And their corner, Leon Jones, will make the stop. But a gain of 8. And now the Deuce will play with some tempo. Football at the 21-yard line. And then with passing on the perimeter, doing things like that, will open up the run as well. Trying to play complimentary football here. Another run for Percy. Almost scoots that one through. He picks up 3 and a first down. Again, running to the left side between the numbers and the hash. Gets out near where it says Allison Field in the Red Wolf logo. So they will move the football to the 24. So back-to-back runs. Gives the Dukes a little bit of breathing room as this drive began throwing 13. Under 5 to play now here before halftime. James Madison up 7-3. Dukes moving left to right. Two receivers each way. Play action pass. Todd rolls out, throws it, and going to be caught by KT. Stays in bounds this time. Gets a block from Horton. Turns up field and has a first down across the 35 near the numbers on the near side. Right to the 36 and a gain of 12. Zach Horton leading the way. KT stays in bounds. That was a heck of a throw on the run by Centeo to the boundary. Right on the money to 8.
Yeah, and a great job by Zach right there by getting that block and giving KT more space. And we've seen it from Zach all year.
All year.
The ferocious blocks and giving his guys the opportunity to get more yards.
Latrell Palmer in the game. They're going to give it to Latrell. Trying to be patient. Going to just carry Red Wolves with him out across the 40 to the 41-yard line right down that hash mark right between the tackles. He'll get 5 yards. You can see that now with everything on the perimeter, it has opened some things up in the middle as those linebackers, the safeties, have to be more aware of the perimeter plays right now from James Madison.
Yeah, spread the defense out, get them kind of in an uncomfortable position, and just gas them right up the middle.
Latrell stays in the football game, a little tighter formation, two receivers, both off the tackles. Second down and 5 from the 41-yard line. Todd Centeo with 3:48 to go. Play action pass. They want to take a shot. Now Todd in trouble. Scoots out of it. Finds a check down to Drew Painter, who goes down to a knee and makes the catch. He's dead right there, but it's a first down. Todd avoided the sack that time. Got away from some pressure. Checked it down to Painter. He has it beyond the numbers. Linus near sideline for a first down again. Out near midfield to the 47-yard line with 3.5 to go before halftime.
And one of those things that you see from Todd and that we might take for granted, but as he's kind of sliding up through that pocket, takes it out of his throwing hand, puts in his left, quick switch back to his right.
Tucks it away a little bit.
Great throw to Drew.
Play action pass, going to throw it to Painter. In the flat left side, gets up in at the 50 for a gain of 3. Good tackle on the left side by Sammy Johnson, the corner. But trying to get the tight ends involved. Second catch for Painter. Horton has one as well, and the Dukes have it at midfield at the 50. Plenty of time, 3:06 to go. The Dukes have one timeout remaining, but still plenty of time. And you'd like to leave A-State as little time as possible right now. Ball at midfield trying to extend the 7-3 lead. 2:53 to go. Two receivers to the near side right. Drop back for Todd. Wants to go over the middle of football field. KT makes the catch on the run on a crossing route at the 35-yard line. Gets out to the numbers on the left side down to the 33-yard line. A gain of 17 on the crossing route that time by Chris Thornton. And for KT, that is his fifth catch in the football game. It moves the ball now to the 33 of Arkansas State. They move left to right. And again, they can be patient. 2:38 to go here before halftime. Centeo, throw it left side. KT again, blockers in front. Breaks a tackle, scoots down the sideline. Tried to stay in bounds as much as he could. They're going to mark him out at the 28 for a gain of 5 yards. But again, that play has been there. They're getting Chris involved quite a bit here in the second quarter. I think they like his matchup on the perimeter. Just one-on-one, yeah, I'm faster than you. I can get around you. Use the stiff arm earlier.
Yeah, and if you're going to give him that much space with playing off coverage at 9, 10, 11, 12, I mean, you're just giving him that advantage of getting more yards.
Comes off the field this time. Now a handoff for Percy. Runs around the left side and gets tackled after a 2-yard gain. Ran to the left on a zone read, and Percy gets 2 to the 26-yard line. And a third down coming up, third and about 3. With a minute 57 to go, going to play with some tempo now. Chris is not in the football game. Ravenel is the slot receiver. Let's see if they go to him real quick. He's got a ton of room if they want it. Third down and 3, football at the 26-yard line of Arkansas State. Probably 4-down territory anyway. We'll see if Percy gets a handoff. And he will. Percy, left side. He's going to put his shoulder pads down low and have the first down. A 4-yard gain on a third and 3. He'll move the chains. A minute 35 to go. Still plenty of time. They have one timeout, so they've got a ton of time to work with. Football nearing the red zone. They mark the football now to 22 as Chris Thornton and Latrell Palmer check back in for Kurt Cignetti's team. A minute 25. Great clock management so far. Trying to take a two-score lead if possible. A field goal keeps us a one-score game. 7-3 James Madison at the 22 of Arkansas State. Long cadence this time. Chest high snap for Todd. Going to throw a quick hitch on the near side. Caught by Reggie Brown. Turns upfield, breaks a tackle. Cuts inside and slips at the 15 down to the 14-yard line, about a yard and a half shy of the sticks. Stays in bounds. The clock rolls a minute left here in the first half. They are inside the 15, though, at the 14-yard line. Todd, a good job to not put his team at risk right now and take what they're giving them. They've got two receivers stacked near sideline. Hand off Latrell. Big hole to the 10-yard line and then gets upended right there. And that will move the chains and stop the clock with 46 seconds to go. First and goal for JMU at the 10. This has been a beautifully executed drive so far. Can they cap it off? It began at their own 13-yard line with 5 minutes left. They're going to send three receivers to the far side left. Let's see what happens here. Again, they have one timeout to work with. Three receivers left side. Centeno, first and goal from the 10. Butch Jones wants a timeout. So he runs onto the numbers and calls timeout. Does not like what he saw with the three receivers to the far side left. So he will burn his second timeout.
Second charge timeout, Arkansas State. Timeout on the field.
32 seconds left. First and goal from the 10 for Todd Centeno. Snap back to him. Steps up in the pocket, feels the pressure, fires over the middle. Diving catch by Devin Ravenel. He's got it. Touchdown, James Madison. They do take the two-score lead with 26 seconds left here in the first half. Todd Centeno's second TD of the football game. And for D-Rav, that's his fourth of the season and eighth of his JMU career.